Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that has been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformation. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
Welcome to another episode of Life Transformation Radio. I am your host, Sean Douglas, speaker, master resilience trainer, and author. And we are here today with Justin. What's up, brother? How are you?
Dude, I am doing fantastic, man. Super excited about this show, your show, and everything you're cultivating. And I'm, you know, honored to be on it.
Dude, I was looking forward to this all day, man. Like, I've been following you for a while. It was weird how we kind of, like, I didn't know that was you. And, you know, I had that, like, epiphany when I was on your podcast, man, the Growth Now Movement. And it was like, no way, like, that was you. Like, that was me, like, in the picture. And I was like, holy crap. I didn't even know. But we're definitely going to touch on that and a whole lot more. So are you ready to jump in, brother?
I am so ready.
Perfect. So, Life Transformation Radio listeners, strap it in. And we're going to go over what the Growth Now Movement is, how you can get involved, and how growing and learning is an essential part of life. So Justin is the co-host of the Growth Now Movement podcast. He feels that vision, leadership, and the ability to overcome adversities are the keys to success. Justin has always wanted to help people reach their goals, no matter what they are. That is why he has teamed with Zach to form the Growth Now Movement. He speaks on realizing your life dreams and not allowing your past to dictate who you become. His big vision? To help improve the lives of millions of people through his speaking, coaching, and his Growth Now Movement podcast, which I was on and a whole bunch of people were on, an amazing guest podcast. Freaking rocks, brother. I think it's awesome.
Thank you, man. You know, it's been a heck of a journey over the last year plus. We've crossed the year mark now, and you know, speaking with Olympic medal winners and, you know, world-renowned speakers and authors and business owners. I mean, it's truly transformed my life and how I view so many aspects of my life. And, you know, it's taken a crazy turn and just really excited for where it's going.
Absolutely. And just to start this off, man, you know, I was kind of talking kind of a little bit, like, you know, little messages here and there and whatever. And then you were like, look, man, I'm doing a webinar, jump on this webinar and learn about podcasting and how you can really break through and break out. And I was toying with the idea of doing this right here. And after the webinar, I was like, bro, I'm doing it. Like, I'm so in it right now. Like, I'm so doing this. So you kind of tipped me over the edge and got me to say yes. I'm like, dude, let's do this. And so I'm so glad I did. This is so much fun. And then I get to have you on here, which is like monumental for me. It means the world to me because I feel like I was there, but your influence made this happen, if that makes sense.
No, I greatly appreciate that. Like that's why I do what I do, you know, just to be able to, maybe like you said, when you're sitting on something and you know, you're trying to decide whether you want to do it or not, I'm the guy who wants to push you over the edge. And you know, doing that webinar was really cool. I had a great response, and there's been multiple podcasts that launched from it. You know, and
cool.
Every single podcast similar to this one is you know, all about motivating and life changing and life transforming. And it's been amazing. I mean, the amount, and like I said, like at the very end, I mean, you know, my big vision is to help improve the lives of millions of people. And if it's not through just my podcast, it's through your podcast. It's through Rhonda Smith's podcast. It's through Bren Dubé's podcast. So, you know, if I'm able to kind of have my hand in those types of things, even if I'm not getting the credit, because I don't care about the credit, like that's just huge for me, just knowing that I'm able to make a positive impact in the world.
Yeah. So I got to ask you, man, why? I mean, is that your why? Is that why you do what you do?
That's my why, you know, I really found it at a young age. I'm super fortunate. And, you know, I talk to people all the time and go, I don't know why I'm here. I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know what my passion is. And I found it at a really young age. I was a sales manager at the age of 19 for a company. And at the very end of this one kid's kind of time with the company, he came up to me and he said, you know, Justin, I haven't made a lot of money like some of the top sales reps in this company, and I didn't do that great. He goes, but the things that you've taught me will impact my life in every single thing that I do going forward. And in that moment, I knew that feeling that I had. I was like, I was overcome with emotion and happiness and just craziness. And I was like, that's what I'm here for. I'm here to be able to push people forward and help them grow.
Heck yeah, man. Inspiring people. You know, I in my speeches, I always talk about the greatest gift that we could ever give away. If we were going to give a piece of ourselves, the greatest gift that we could ever give away is the positive impact that we could have in everyone's life. And I feel like you're accomplishing that by the truckload. Because everywhere, I mean, every time I see you on, you know, like you said, like on Bren's, you know, Implicit Radio, or you're on another podcast, or just in talking with you, man, like you just exude that energy. And it's like you are here for a reason and you are dead set on it and you just live it out, man. Like you truly do live your brand. I always talk about living your brand. And I believe that you truly do live your brand, man. So
thank you. Thank you.
I got it. No.
Yeah, go ahead.
Not a problem. I was going to ask you, so did you always do this? You know what I mean? Was this kind of your thing? Like you're always living your brand and driving forward. Were you always like that? Or tell me who you were years ago before you got into it.
Sure. I was not always like this, but it wasn't, I don't think okay. For me, it was like one overnight kind of life-changing thing. I think, you know, my life in general has been a little rocky. And I think like most people, I mean, everybody has their story, right? And it's really what mm-hmm. you do with that story. And to kind of tell you, you know, as short as possible, growing up pretty normal life till I was about 12 years old, fortunate. My dad owned his own business. My mom was in the pharmacy industry. And, you know, we lived in $500,000 home. And then everything started to snowball. When I was 12, my parents got a divorce. My mom developed a pill addiction. And then literally overnight, we went from living in $500,000 home to my dad moved into a trailer and my mom moved into a 2-bedroom apartment. And so it was me, two older sisters, and our parents living in these types of scenarios. And it was really life altering. And I think at that point in my life, and something I don't talk about all that much, is I kind of went into a shell. I didn't know how to react. Mm-hmm. Going from being somebody that, you know, people look at my family, it's like, wow, they're doing great, to everything kind of changing. You could almost feel the judgmental eyes. So I kind of went into a shell of sorts for many years. Then when I was 15, my dad actually got arrested, spent some time in jail. And at that time, I had to change high schools. So that was after my sophomore year of high school. I changed to a new high school and just could care less about anything. I could care less about classes. I could care less about my homework. And my junior year of high school had a 1.7 GPA.
I pretty much graduated with a 1.9. I know what you're saying.
Yeah. And, you know, it's that borderline, like, what do we do? Do we hold it back? Do we push it forward? And thank goodness there was this amazing woman who was my guidance counselor, Joyce Tricomi, and she convinced the principals of the school that it had nothing to do with how smart or dumb he was. It has everything to do with everything that's going on in his life, and he just wasn't, you know, implementing himself. So obviously I kind of got through high school with the skin of my teeth, and the real big change for me was I got a job selling Cutco knives, which I know that's a big part of your network of people.
like everybody gets to start with, what is the deal with the knives, man? Everybody I know is like massively successful, like started there.
Yeah, it really teaches you the fundamentals of business and sales and public speaking and relationship building. I recommend everybody get a job selling the knives. I know it sounds so bizarre, but it really altered my life and it took me out of my shell, you know, and it allowed me to kind of project myself as a confident individual because I did well, you know. And then, you know, I met people like John Vroman there it was a great journey for sure. And that's kind of where the positive attitude mindset kind of began.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. Well, that's a great segue, man. So take us through what do you feel exactly was your transformation from this guy to who you are now? Do you know exactly what that transformation was or when it happened?
I can tell you where it began. It was definitely the stepping out of your comfort zone. Pushing yourself beyond the things that you thought you could ever do or ever thought you could do. And I remember my first public speaking engagement. And there were a whopping 7 people in front of me. And I thought I was going to, pardon my friend, well, I won't curse. I thought I was going to poop my pants. It was the scariest moment of my life. And I couldn't breathe. And I don't remember anything that I said. And I feel like I went blind for half of it because I was so nervous. But all I remember at the very end was everybody applauding me. And that
awesome.
Rush and that feeling that,
yep.
and in my head now I look back and I go, they all know I sucked. But I feel like the applause was saying Justin stepped out of his comfort zone and he began
right.
to grow today. And he began to grow as an individual and as a person in business and life. And that's really where it all began. But clearly it was a process from there.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Man, I remember the first time I went on there, you know, I was actually an instructor, like, in the military, and I've got, like, 50 people looking at me like, I know why they're there. They know why they're there. All I got to do is deliver the material. Like, literally, all I have to do is talk. And, like, mm-hmm. the first thing out of my mouth was, like, a broken voice, like, and it was like, I was like, oh, my God, like, this is so horrible. And I was literally just teaching a class. A military class that they had to go to that nobody ever really wanted to go to because it sucks and it's boring. So it takes a special somebody to make it fun, you know, and you're like death by PowerPoint is what the military always does, you know. So I've got everything working against me, and it was like an epic failure. Like, all right, and that was the class. And everybody like kind of slowly got up, and then they turned the door, and they left. I was like,
oh, my God.
All right, then. It was terrible. I was like, oh, my God. And so the guy in the back of the classroom, the guy who was, like, letting me teach and, like, I want to get you to be an instructor type person, a trainer, I guess, looked at me and was like, bro, are you serious with this? Like, are you kidding me right now? I was like, I don't know. He's like, oh, my God. And so I'm telling you, man, I was, like, shaking the entire time. Like, I got 50 people just staring at me, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, God. So, yeah, I definitely can identify with what you but, you know, once you get somebody to laugh one time, you can get someone to laugh like, ah, they like, whew, okay, the tension is broken because it is so high tense for like the first like a minute because they don't know who you are. You don't know how they're going to react to you. Then it's like the first minute you're kind of feeling out the room and feeling each other out. And if it goes past like 2 minutes, you're screwed. You're just going to fumble the rest of the way. And you're totally screwed. So I definitely,
part of what you were saying during the introduction was, oh, that's me in the picture. You know, I saw you speak publicly. And clearly from the beginning to now, you've made massive improvements because I was beyond impressed.
Yeah.
So that's amazing.
Awesome. Perfect. Appreciate that, man. That's awesome. So yeah, definitely getting out of the comfort zone, but it's not only getting out of the comfort zone that one time, right? It's every time. And it's growing that every time because you get comfortable. And now time to get uncomfortable. Would you agree with that?
100%. You know, Zach and I are writing a book right now called The Growth Now Movement. You know, and we're pulling a lot of excerpts from our podcast and putting it in there. But the first quote that is in the book is, if it's not growing, it's dead. And if you look at anything, relate that to anything in your life. I mean, if you're not continuously pushing yourself, you will die at some point. Look at people that are elderly. Like if they're not pushing themselves out off the couch every day, if they're not pushing themselves to go try and play golf or whatever, they're going to die sooner than the ones that are. And then if you look at business, if you're not growing as a business, you're most likely declining and you are going to die in that business. So, you know, it's one of those things that like constant growth is so fundamental in your life. And I heard somebody say something a long time ago is I make it a purpose to grow 1% every single day.
And cool.
Yeah. And when you look at it that way, growth isn't scary. All you have to do is grow 1%. So if you're focused on your physical attributes and you did 10 pushups yesterday, do 11 today. Not that hard.
Yeah.
So improve yourself 1% every single day in all aspects of your life, and you won't become overwhelmed. You know, your goals won't seem that crazy. And that's really kind of been something that has kind of been my mentality for the last probably 10 years plus at this point. So, you know, that's something I definitely focus on. And don't get me wrong, I falter like every other person.
Yeah.
And I think so many times when people listen to these shows and you talk to the guest and you hear from the guest, you're like, well, I can't be that person. I'm the perfect example to anybody saying, well, if he can do it, I can do it. Because I'm certainly nothing special. And it's just about stepping up and stepping into the person you're supposed to be and just really taking it by the reins and moving forward.
So, okay. Holy crap. let's unpack this right quick. Okay. Cause I heard a couple things in there. So one of the things is that you were saying that growth gets kind of scary,
mm-hmm.
right? So do you think that that's why people stay in their comfort zone and they never get out of it? And they're just like, I know what to do. And I don't want to do anything different because this is the only way that I know how to do something.
100%. Look at it this way. So say I'm traveling somewhere, and actually I do this, which is why I'm using it as an example. I go the same route to places every single time. I only know one way to every single place. And there's certain times where I backtrack to go to the place because that's the way I know. Obviously we have GPSs now and that helps
sure.
a lot, but it's one of those things that I'm just comfortable doing that. I'm not willing to risk because I could get lost. Or it could take me a little bit longer to get there. So all I do is I go the same way every single time. When if I got out of my comfort zone and went a different way, it would probably cut my travel time in half. So that's just an example
sure.
of why we need to step out of our comfort zone. And it's certainly the fear. There's so much fear in growing because you may leave friends behind, family behind, a job behind, and it's funny. I literally, was talking about this the other day and in sales, I've always done really well with any job that I've had and any sales job that I've had. I've always been in the top 10 in the company with all the competitions they
cool.
do and all that stuff. Cause if you've ever been in sales, you know, they just give out awards as motivation. I was always in the top 10, but I was never, ever, ever number one. And I honestly believe now that I was never, ever number one because I was afraid once I got to number one, my mentors and my managers and my bosses would look at me and go, now what? And I didn't have an answer. And I think the real fear is, okay, well, if I get there, then what are people going to expect of me? So if I got to number one,
yeah.
then what was I chasing? Then what would people expect of me? I knew if I was 10 to 2, I was still chasing number one. So there's also comfort in the idea that not reaching your goals because, you know, there's comfort in what people expect of you, if
mm-hmm.
that makes sense.
Sure. Yeah, dude. Absolutely. You know, it's funny that you say that because I kind of had that experience. Like, because you go from station to station. You go from in the military, you PCS, which is just permanent change of station. We're like acronym heroes. So we PCS, permanent change of station, and you go from base to base to base, you know, whatever. And nobody knows any more than this guy is this job or this guy did this at his last base. You know what? So you're literally living in the reality of what other people think about you when you come into a new duty station. That's literally, I came into this duty station. Like, oh, that guy was a military training instructor. He was a drill sergeant. Like, oh my God, this guy's going to be an a-hole. Or this guy's going to be, oh man, we're going to have to like, you know, wear our service dress like every day in front of this guy. You know, this guy's going to, and so every new place that you go to, people, either they've heard about you. So if you have a huge, like, can you imagine if you had like a reputation like Gary Vaynerchuk and Eric Thomas, Les Brown, you know, as a speaker, Zig Ziglar, and or you have to follow him up and you're like, you just got like Zig Ziglar just gets off the stage or, you know, Les Brown or somebody, you know, gets off the stage, like you're up. And you're like, you're kidding me, right? Like, how am I going to follow that? You know what I mean? But it's just, it's funny because that's what I feel sometimes is that you live in your comfort zone. You are living in the reality of if I change, this is what's going to happen. And I don't want that to happen, so I'm just going to stay here. But you don't know because you've never done it. You've never
right.
been to that place of change. So mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, people live their lives according to what they think is going to happen or how they feel is going to change. And so they try to change. Like, I don't like this feeling. Never mind. I don't want to do it. And they just stay in the same place of where they've been doing. You know,
no, 100%. And you know, it's really sad to see because there's so many people in this world with so much potential. And again, I'm not sitting here saying that I'm perfect. There's been plenty of times where I was also afraid of change, and I was also afraid
uh-huh.
to step
yep,
into that
too.
Growth because you know what I mean. And you know, it's funny. The people always ask me like, "What's my favorite book?" And my favorite book is Who Moves My Cheese. And it literally takes you 2 hours to read, but it's about change. And it's about how we as human beings react to change. But they use like weird characters like a hem and a haw and two rats. and how they like, how they adjust to change and how they like, you know, change happens in their life and what do they do to kind of combat it. And it's always kind of been this book that I always go back to, and I've probably read 10 to 15 times easily, because it's really like change is going to happen around you, right? Mm-hmm. No matter what we do, no matter who we are, no matter the decisions we make, change is going to happen around you because you can't control the things that are happening to you and you can't control the things that are happening around you. You know, my dad going to jail wasn't under my control. My mom's drug addiction wasn't under my control. It wasn't things that I was doing, but it certainly affected my life. So I had two choices in that moment. And something my uncle said to me a while back, he goes, there's two types of people in this world. There's proactive people and there's reactive people. And he goes, your goal in life is to be proactive. Because if you're a reactive person and these things are happening to you and you react to it, it's going to just drive you into a hole, right? So all of these changes are happening to you and you become scared and you're reacting. And you know, if it's a scary thing, then you're scared. If it's a sad thing, then you're sad. And then you really kind of fall into these holes. But if you're proactive and go, hey, this is happening right now, how can I make this better for myself? I might not be able to make it better for the people around me. I might not be able to make it better for the person that is making the bad decision, but I can make it better for myself. And you just have to be proactive and really, you know, make the right choices. And there's another quote, I think her name's Glennon Doyle Mellon or something like that. I don't know her name. but she says, make the next right step. And that's all you can do, right? That's all you have control
over. Absolutely.
I don't care. Like, you can sit here and say what ifs to me all day long, but all I'm going to say to you is, well, what can you do right this second? Because that's all that matters. So we can sit here and be afraid of the things that are happening to us, right? But in the end of the day, if you sit and you're afraid, you're not gonna accomplish the things you want. You're gonna fall into addiction. You're gonna fall into depression. You're gonna fall into these things that really plague the world because most of us are reactive. So you have to be proactive and you have to step forward every second of every day.
Boom, dude! Crazy mic drop, like. Bam. Awesome. Well said, brother. So
thank you.
Let's go back to kind of the transformation and what you feel was the best part.
The best part was the worst part.
Okay.
You know,
that's my next question. what was the worst part?
Yeah. So it's the same thing. And the greatest part personally, for my growth, was actually the worst part of my life. You know, my mom about a year and a half ago lost her battle to her drug addiction and she lost her life. And it was the hardest day of my life. I still miss her every single day because she was my rock, you know? And even though she couldn't handle her own stresses, she was there always for mine, you know, that the role of a mother, right? I'm going to carry the burden of my children. And, you know, in that same moment, I completely changed as a human being. I became more vulnerable, more caring, more loving, less resentful, less hateful, less jealous. You know, in the same moment that was the worst, it created a great step forward for me. And, you know, and I think sometimes, I go back to what I was saying about being proactive and reactive. It's because I've always lived in that I'm going to be proactive world. That you can shoot me down to rock bottom all you want, but I guarantee you I'm going to bounce back even higher every single time because I'm being proactive about the things that are happening around me.
That's awesome. Love it, dude. Love it. So Life Transformation Radio listeners, if you're listening and you have a question for Justin, the call-in number is 657-383-1109. The number is 657-383-1109. Call in with your questions, legit questions, not crazy, you know, legit questions, you know, and Justin and I will do our best to answer the question. And so I can't wait for this. So do you feel like your transformation is complete?
No, not even
everybody
close.
Says that. They're like, not even close. Like, it's not even like a, no, I don't think everybody does.
No, not even close. Like, everybody does that. I love it, man. I'm fascinated by that. Everybody does that. Why do you think your transformation is not complete?
Dude, because I'm so imperfect. I am so far from where I want to be in all aspects of my life.
Yes.
Like,
yeah, absolutely.
In,
I mean,
in business, personally, relationally, all these things. I fall short in almost everything in my life, at least to the standards that I hold myself. And, you know, there's a saying, always be happy but never satisfied. I consider myself an extremely happy person, but I'm certainly not satisfied with where I am right now. And I'm not going to be satisfied until the day I die and people are saying that this guy changed my life. And that's when I'll be satisfied, because there's no more to do. There's no more to do at that point.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you, at the end of my life, I want someone, or throughout my life, I mean, I just want somebody that, because of you, I did not give up. Because of you, you inspired me to keep going, and this is where I am now. Like, if I could just be the cause of that, dude, mic drop, I'm done. Like, I'm good. You know what I mean?
Amen,
I'm happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, absolutely. So it looks like we got a caller on the line. And we'll go ahead and take this call. And you are on live Transformation Radio. What can I do for you?
It's Rhonda Smith calling in. I love you guys so much. I had to call in and
Rhonda!
Join the conversation for just a minute.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What's up, girl?
Nothing. I just love Justin so much. He's been so foundational in helping me get my message and my mission out there that – I just wanted to call and give him some love. And I love you too, Sean, for all that you're doing.
Thank you so much.
You're the best. By the way, everybody go back to and listen to her episode and listen to the person who called in.
That was pretty funny.
I was like, oh my God. That's why I say now, like, legit questions. Like, if you have, you know what I mean? Like, if you, you know, I was like, come on, man. But you know what's funny, though, is like, she's like number four on the most downloaded episode. Like, literally number four. So,
totally,
dude, she
totally
is rocking
it.
Oh, dude.
I got
her episode was amazing.
So, how can we make that happen? No.
You have to beat Tim Rode. You have to beat Tim Rode. Tim Rode leading the pack.
Tim's, I just had him on my podcast yesterday, and we talked about some crazy stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't mean to take up your time. But so, yeah, so Justin, like, what – so I have a question here. What's next for the Growth Now movement? Like, what do you guys have going on this year?
That was my next question.
That's actually really good timing for the question. So we're writing the book, and the reason I say it's good timing for that question is because I am thinking about – taking a short break from the podcast, which is kind of crazy because it's been so fundamental in everything that I'm doing. But I really, really, really want to focus on getting insane level guests. And I feel like if I step back for a couple months and really focus on getting top-notch guests, I'll throw it out there and maybe they're listening and then they'll actually reply. I'm working on getting like Ryan Blair. If you don't know who he is, he's a billionaire.
No.
Amazing human being. Lewis Howes is potentially coming on, hopefully in October. So I'm really trying to up the level of my guest. And what I'm thinking of doing is stepping back for a short time, probably for summer, and then jumping back in the fall with massive guests and massive life-changing information. So that
I
is
can
almost
Tom
like
Ziegler.
Phase two. Yeah.
If you want Tom Ziegler, let me know. I'll talk to Tom and we'll get you on. Get him on.
Absolutely. We'll get that hooked up. And you know, and that's kind of really where I am. I'm ready to level up and I'm ready to grow. And I've been doing a lot of soul searching and trying to figure out how do I do that. And this is kind of what I keep going back to. Is that what I'm definitely going to do? Maybe, I don't know. But that seems like the path.
Cool.
Amazing. Thanks for letting me pop on, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. So, I love it, man. Sometimes you just got to reset, right? I mean, sometimes you just have to reset.
You know, it's funny, Sean.
It's
not necessarily a reset. It is something that I will be working my butt off the whole time that I'm not airing the episodes, you know, getting the guests and recording the episodes and doing all that stuff. And so for me, it'll be constant personal growth. And that's really the main thing that I kind of preach is just grow. It doesn't matter who's seeing you grow. All that matters is for yourself. And like I said, it's not definite, but it seems like there are a lot of podcasts out there that are seasonal. Or they go through season one, season two. And I might step back just for the summer and come back with insane guests in the fall. So, you know, that's something that I think is exciting for our listeners. You know, am I afraid that we might lose some? Sure. But I also think that I can easily regain them because our guests are going to be amazing.
I've got three people right now that would be amazing. And they are like, dude, straight badasses, man. And like, do you know Greg Reed? Have you ever heard of Greg Reed?
I don't know. No.
He wrote the book 3 Feet from Gold. He wrote the book 3 Feet from Gold, and the book Thoughts Are Things. Just all you have to do is Google Greg Reed, and he pops up. He's like in California. I mean, global really, but he's in California. But he is a world-renowned, award-winning speaker, and he does incredible things. And he wrote a bunch of books, but his famous one is 3 Feet from Gold that says that basically, you know, you're 3 feet away at any moment from a breakthrough, a breakout. And he goes through a bunch of stories about how a guy bought a gold mine, never got any gold. He sold it for half of what it was worth. Another guy comes in, goes 3 feet the other direction, and strikes the largest gold deposit ever recorded in history.
Oh, my God.
Because you're always 3 feet from gold. Yeah. And so Greg Reed, R-E-I-D, Greg Reed, he's going to be a guest on the show the first week in May,
awesome.
The first Wednesday in May. And the guy is incredible, man. Incredible speaker, incredible author, incredible human being. I'm like, dude, I'm telling you, when I was on your webinar and you were saying, you know, you got to be awesome, you got to do this, like you were running through those got to do things. I was thinking, I'm like, how can I level up, right? How can I do it? And before I did this, I sat here and I was like, let me think of who I know. Just off the top of my head, who sticks out? And I was like, John Maxwell, Gary Vaynerchuk, Simon Sinek. It was, Lane Etheridge is amazing. Tim Rode, Ziegler. I'm literally writing down all these names. And then I sent out emails. I was like, I'd love to have you, love to have you, love to have you. Gary Vaynerchuk in 5 minutes replied back, sorry, bro, love what you're doing. I'm too effing busy. All right. Fair enough.
Hey,
at least
you
replied back.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. No. It's funny because I've had obviously had Tim Rode on the show. We had a guy named Melvin Play who's actually the VP for Zig Ziglar International. We've had him on, and we had a guy named Steven Sedletsky on, which is literally Simon Sinek's right hand man. So it's really about, like you said, like it's about stepping into what's now bigger, what's the next level. And that's kind of where we're at. I mean, and don't get me wrong, like Art, you were phenomenal. Rock Thomas was phenomenal. But I think now it's like, okay, well, who are my top main people who I haven't had on yet?
Right.
And I've had someone like Brian Scudamore, the CEO of 1-800-GOT-JUNK. He actually said yes to it before I even launched an episode, and things like that, which is insane. But it's just about leveling up, just constantly leveling up in life and not allowing where you are. Like we talked about this before, sitting in your comfort zone. I've been sitting in my comfort zone with the podcast, and now it's time to level up. It's time to push forward, get out of my comfort zone and grow it. And that's what it's all about, right? I mean, growth now movement. So I got to grow it.
Absolutely. And what I thought was amazing is I had like my top five people and I'm like, oh, come on. But Lane Etheridge got me in contact because Lane Etheridge is like my speaker coach and business coach. His mentor is Les Brown. I'm like, I'm 1 degree away from Les Brown. So can you imagine if I'm like, dude, let me hook up with Les Brown. So he got me in touch with Greg Reed. Greg Reed and I talked a little bit and said, yeah, dude, I'll do it. Let's do this. Here's my date. I can do it. Boom. I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. So somebody that you know, I mean, I'm all about like referrals too. Like, who do you know who's awesome? Who do you know? You know what I mean? And then I was like, hey, this guy referred me to you and you know, let's do this. And do the connections and the growing part, dude, it's gonna be huge, man. I see amazing things happening for you, brother. Absolutely.
Thank you so
amazing
much.
Things.
I really appreciate that. And same to you. And I think that, just seeing you when I saw you, which was like almost a year ago, if not a year ago,
May.
To now even, and some of the videos that I've seen, I mean, you've grown, ridiculous amounts in the last year. And I like, you are, you know, you're really on the right path. And like, I'm super excited to see where you're headed too. And I'm going to be the guy going, I knew him when, right?
Yeah. We'll both be at the top, man. We'll high five each other at the top when we get there.
There you go.
So speaking of this, right, I think we're onto something. So what was the best resource that you found during your journey?
There's two I'd credit. I mean, just all of my mentors along the way, and they've all come in different shapes and forms. I mean, you know, from my first mentor ever, Richard Teasdale in the Cutco Knives, and my Kabucky, on up through now, I have people like Chuck Balsamo, and Rhonda Smith, and these people are literally guiding me in all different aspects of my life. I mean, I talk to Rhonda on a regular basis about how do I improve, you know, my relational skills, which I'm, as far as like love relationships, because I'm awful at it. And, you know, those are the things that like, I credit mentors a great deal. And also just constantly learning, whether it be through podcasts or watching speeches on YouTube. Rhonda asked a question when I was on her podcast, do you watch TV? And I go, usually when I watch TV, I'm watching a podcast or I'm watching another speaker. I mean, for me, it's always about constant growth and constant learning. So I would say mentors and just that constant learning and how do I grab onto more. Those are the two biggest resources. I know that's not as specific as you'd probably want, but that's just been massive for me, because I think that everything you do in your life, as you upgrade your life, you have to upgrade your resources and upgrade your mentors and upgrade the people you surround yourself with. So it's been constant. So, I mean, although that is general, that could be for anybody. I mean, if you're just beginning this journey, grab Who Moved My Cheese or Think and Grow Rich.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If you're a little bit further
awesome
along,
book.
Grab Tony Robbins' new finance books. I don't even know what they're called because I haven't grabbed them, but you know, those are
dude,
the things.
Richest
that,
Man in Babylon. That's the best one. Richest Man in Babylon.
I mean, that's a great book to start with too. And you know, it's something that, sorry, go ahead. What?
No, go ahead.
Oh, and I mean, that's the thing. Like, and I think that if you no matter where you are, you can get a mentor. No matter where you are, you can listen to a podcast. No matter where you are, you can read a book.
Sure.
And I think that those are the main things that have, continue to push me along my way. But I would say number one, get a mentor, find out
huge
what it is you need to improve in your life and find out, grab that person who's number one, you think is going to kill it and help you with that and ask them. And you'd be so
and sometimes
surprised
you
by
pay
their response.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes you got to pay and sometimes you'll find those ones that will help you just enough. Like they'll like, you know, I want to help you. Like you'll find the ones that want to give back and you'll find the ones that say, I'll help you to a certain point. And then, you know, I, my time's money, you know, and this is really what kind of what I do with my life is I'm a coach, but I will give you some value up front just to kind of pull you in. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I just bought a speaking program from, Ariel Moody. It was like $200 or something like that, but it's a speaking program. And that's just his little mini course. He's got a huge mini course, like $1,000, you know, whatever. I said, well, let me dive in. Let me, you know, we've been talking for a while. I was like, you know what? Time, I mean, because you got to think about it though. Like, are you worth the investment? Would you pay you $200 to invest in yourself? You see what I'm saying? And I tell people all the time, like, you won't spend $200 on a program that's going to level you up. Like, you're not worth the $200 investment. Then, if you're not willing to say, you know what, I need a new computer, I need a new this, I'm going to go take this coaching program, I'm going to pay somebody to whatever, dude, you're not worth the investment. Like, you owe it to yourself. You know, and that's part of growing. Sometimes it costs money.
No, hands down. And, you know, and there are people too that, like, you know, that will help you for free.
Sure.
But again, if you, like you said, if you want to level up, sometimes you have to pay and that's okay. And, you know, you just have to find out what works best for you. And, it's sometimes you get a mentor and they're not right for you, and that's okay too. And you have to let them know that as well, but it's about being true to yourself and finding out what works for you. Because I mean, I know you'd admit as a coach, Sean, you can't coach everybody. Some people just aren't the right fit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, everybody's coachable, but if you don't gel together, then it's just a horrible relationship. It's too much turbulence. You know what I mean? But
exactly.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. So if you want to know more
about what Justin and Zach are doing. It's the growthnowmovement.com. And here is your moment. Here is your spot. Give us a shameless plug for no reason at all. Plug a friend, a quote, websites, Facebook, movies, plug whatever you want. This is your moment. Go.
Wow. I get really uncomfortable when I toot my own horn. But just check out the podcast. I mean, we're on iTunes. All you have to do is search Growth Now Movement. And it's something that I can tout about because I'm not the one giving all the content. We have amazing guests. And if you want to learn how to grow from people like Sean Douglas and Rhonda Smith and Chuck Balsamo and Jarek Robbins, who's Tony Robbins' son, and Steve Weatherford, who's a Super Bowl champion, and Allison Baver, who's an Olympic bronze medalist, or Drew Lynch, who was a finalist on America's Got Talent, go and check out Growth Now Movement because those are the guests that we've had. And, I feel blessed that I was able to have conversations with them and learn from them. And if you guys want to do the same thing, go check it out.
Dude, by the way, that episode with Drew was super awesome. Like,
yeah.
that was super cool, man. Like, I think that was the episode that kind of turned me on to listening to the podcast. You know, like I saw some of the guests, I'm like, oh, that's cool. And then, oh, that guy. So I had to go back. I'm like, what other guys do they have on? I went back a couple episodes, you know, but I think that was one that like hooked me. I was like, oh my gosh, like how cool is that?
So, yeah, he's I live in Reading, Pennsylvania, which is an hour west of Philadelphia, and he's coming to Reading, Pennsylvania on Monday. So I'll be meeting him on Monday.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Building a well, man. He can always go back and, yeah, dude, absolutely. Building a well, man. I love it. Love it. So as we wrap up, I want you to deliver your best nugget of knowledge that will motivate, transcend, and inspire someone. We ask the hard questions on this show.
there's just so much, and I'm just trying to really say,
I know.
I think the thing is this. Stop listening to what other people think about you. And understand that you can become whoever it is you want to be. And it begins right now by taking that next right step and going back to the 1% every day. Just focus on growing 1% every day and you will become the person that you want to become. I guarantee it.
Boom. Dude, that's super huge, man. Like that's one of the biggest self-defeating behaviors that people have, man. Like I said, they're living in the reality. You know, there's a guy you should have on the show. His name is Bix Bixson. He was on Christopher Lockhead's podcast, Legends and Losers, and he was talking about that. Like, everybody does it no matter where you're at. Everybody does it. You think things, and then you start living those realities out because thoughts are just things. They just come, you know, and you can't grow if you've got negative mentality and negative thoughts. So you have to not live in the reality of what other people think about you, what you think about you. It's the result. You got to live in the results. And if you're getting results, then live in those results. And I'm just like, bam, like mind blown. You know what I mean?
I love it. You know, a big thing for me in my life has always been fake it till you make it. And it's funny. You fake it, the more you realize you're becoming that person. That's how I became a good salesperson. I pretended that I was a good salesperson when I absolutely sucked. That's when I became a good public speaker, when I pretended to be a good public speaker. In my head, I was the greatest, but I sucked. So it's really about making yourself believe in the things that you want to become.
Absolutely. Steve Harvey has an amazing book on that very topic that you just said. It's called Act Like a Success. And he actually does like coaching and there's a whole Facebook group dedicated to this thing. It's just Act Like a Success. And the book talks about you have to act like it before you get there. You know what I mean? And we talk about it in the military. If you're going to rank up, you got to act like the rank that you're trying to get. You don't
get the rank,
you know, and then act like that. Like you're supposed to act like that before you get the rank, because when you step into the rank, you're like, oh, I've already been doing this. Like I already know. It's the same thing when I'm a speaker, I go to the stage. I stand on the stage, I look at where I'm going to be, and I look out at the crowd, the fake crowd. You know, I look at my room, I look at whatever my setting is, and I'm going through my talk. I'm like, I'm going to move this way. I'm going to go over here and do this. I'm going to go over and do this. That way when I'm on stage, I've already done it. I've already been there. I've already done this in my head, you know, and it's all about acting like a success, and you think like a success, you will be a success.
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing I just want to add before we wrap this up, I think so many times you listen to these episodes and these interviews, and there's so many people out there that can't relate, but they enjoy receiving the information. I like to make it as real as possible. Not everybody's an entrepreneur. Not everybody's a public speaker. Not everybody is successful in business. But if you're a teacher and you want to be the teacher who changes students' lives, envision yourself doing that. If you are a nurse and you want to be a nurse that saves lives, envision yourself doing that. It doesn't matter what path you're on. It's just about becoming the best version of whatever you are, or whatever you want to be. And I think sometimes so much these things, and it makes sense because these are the people who normally absorb it, but so much we cater to the people that we just relate to. But there's people that we don't necessarily relate to that this information works for you too. If you're still a student in high school and you want to be, you know, summa cum laude or whatever the heck that means, because I wasn't smart enough to get it. If you want to be that, envision yourself getting that award on graduation day and start living that life, because all these tips work for everybody. And I just wanted to make it as relatable as possible to the largest group. If you want to be the best wife or husband possible, envision yourself doing that. And that's all it is. And start taking the next step.
Yep. Always take action. Every step, every little step, every baby step is a step forward. Any step is a step. Any step is a good step. So give us a call to action as we close. What is your call to action?
Take the next right step. That's it.
Take the next step. Take action today. Mic drop. Dude, I love it, dude. It was an honor to have you on my show. Because ultimately, you influenced me in a way that made this happen. So I owe a lot of this to you and the webinar and your inspiration and just, dude, you inspire me, man. Every time that I see what you're doing and I'm, you know, I love it, man. And you're amazing. You're an amazing person.
Thank you. I wish you could see my face so you can see how much I'm smiling right now. That means the world to me. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I owe a lot to you, man. And I'm so glad that you're on my show. So Life Transformation Radio listeners, this is another episode of Life Transformation Radio, where we talk about the transformations that we go through, the growth, the hurdles, the hiccups. And you know what? If you're going to fail, just fail forward. So as we go out, live your brand. We always talk about live your brand. Find opportunities every day to live your brand. Find opportunities every day to live out the values that you hold dear in your heart. Join us next time on another episode of Life Transformation Radio. Have a good night.